Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Romans 8, verse 34, gives four reasons why the believer cannot be condemned. It says, "Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." What a wonderful, wonderful verse. Now, hey, listen, I've told you before that I'm a prophet. Yeah, I am. I can tell your future. I've told you this before, many times. I can tell your future. Do you know what your future is? Bet you'd like to know. Well, I can tell you because I'm a prophet. And here's your future. Your future, this, my dear friend, is that you're going to die. Hello? That's right. All of us are going to die. That's the future. How are you going to face death? How are you going to meet the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have any confidence that you'll die in peace and be accepted in heaven? And you say, yeah, of course I have. Well, what's your confidence based upon? Is it that you have had some kind of a religious experience? Well, let me again prophesy, that experience will wither and wilt when you face the grim reaper of death. Let me tell you, my dear friend, you need something more substantive than a feeling, than an experience. You need to build your hope on something solid. And that hope and that solid thing which you can build upon is the Lord Jesus Christ and his accomplishments. And here we see them in this great verse. It is Christ who died, yea, rather, that is risen again, that is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Those are four reasons I just gave you right there. Check it out. Romans 8, verse 34. Why the believer cannot be condemned. Now, I didn't say, and the Bible doesn't say, it's four reasons why the Baptist can't be condemned, or the Presbyterian can't be condemned, or the Roman Catholic can't be condemned. It says, what I've said is four reasons why the believer, that one who trusts in Jesus Christ, Christ is his only righteousness. Jesus Christ is his only hope. That one will never be condemned. Now, what about you? Have you trusted in Jesus as your only hope, your only righteousness? Or are you trusting the fact that you're good? Or that you've had a religious experience? Or that you go to church? Or that you're faithful in the church? What are you trusting? What are you trusting? It is Christ who died. There's your first great hope. Christ who died. And if you'll go to him and put your confidence in him and say, Jesus, I am the sinner you died for. Forgive my sins. I'll tell you this. He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness, from all the failings and the fallings of the past. And he'll give you eternal life and save you for time and eternity. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.